صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی عظمت پر درود دے محمد
صلی اللہ
پھر ضرور دے گا محمد والے السلام کی خوبی کے حصول کے لیے اور اس مشان خاندان کے حضور اپنے پرسے کی ادائیگی کے لیے ضرور دے محمد والے بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على
محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما رضي الله في الأرضين قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمنع على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين صلوا على محمد وعلى آل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آل محمد First of all, thanks to Allah Almighty for providing us this opportunity and this blessing that we are here in the memory of Imam Hussain. Salaam Allah Alayhi. We started our discussion yesterday with focus, and our main point was to prepare ourselves for our Imam and to bring a change in the life and the destiny of this mankind. We are witnessing a great time, a time of change, a time of positive change. I may say, though it is filled with harshness, with sacrifices, with loss, but alhamdulillah, there are a lot of achievements in the last few years. And what I wanted to say is that we should be a part, a positive, active part of this change. And in my final words, we should not be a liability on this global movement. We should be participating with ourselves, with our potentials, with our spirit. So here we are, and I want to focus on a single point, on a single agenda. If this is the time when we will have the opportunity or privilege of reappearance of our Imam, are we prepared? And what we should do to be prepared and to be part of it? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. We mentioned yesterday that it should not be a very easy job. It should not be a part-time job. It should be a full job. And we have to participate with all our potential and strengths. Where should we start from? And what we should change in ourselves to be part of the great army of our Imam? This is a question which has been asked hundreds of times, and for myself, and it may easily say hundreds of times. People come to us and they ask the same question: what should we do? What is our responsibility? And a lot of the question can be solved if you could solve this question. And I always try to concentrate on the focus and the central point of this preparation. What should be the central point of this preparation? And there are a few very easy points to start with. If I change my dress, can this change my destiny? And a change of dress can bring me into the army of Imam Hussain or the last final Imam. That is obviously only change of dress cannot bring me in. So where should I start from? Can the recitation of a few dua and zikr be the end for me? So if I was not reciting dua salati Imam Zaman, and recite it, and that will be enough for me. So of course we may say that it will not be enough. So change of dress will not be enough, and reciting a few dua or zikr will not be enough. And at the same time, there is another person who can be solved here, and a completely different person. You are doing the best, and you may have a question or a point to discuss. What are our red lines? The lines which we should not cross while living in this society, or anywhere else, even in Pakistan, Islamic country. What are our red lines to defend? So, if we change our dress, can we say that we have crossed our lines, and now we cannot come back to the mainstream of Islam, we cannot come back to the mainstream of movement, Islamic movement, or movement for destruction of Imam? Of course, change of dress is not the red line which we cannot cross. You can change your dress, and of course, almost all of you have changed your dress. Can change of language be a red line? If change of dress or language is not a red line, then surely change in these two parameters will not bring you in to the fold of Imam. This was not the red line. So if you change your dress, what we are wearing right now, to the Arabic one, will it be enough? I will say no, it will not be enough. So if you change your language, you are speaking English or somewhere else, something else, and you change it into Arabic, or recite a few words in Arabic, will that be enough? I will say no, this will not be enough. So what we should change? And this is the point, I think, which has to be understood. Otherwise, we cannot grasp the true meaning of the Nusrati Imam or Tahalti Imam. In my understanding, what we have to change, we have to see the perspective in which our Imam is coming. What is the total or the broader picture in which Imam is coming? What is the purpose of our life, in fact? I can remember an event. I was in a majlis, and after majlis, we were sitting somewhere. A person came to me, and he said, "Maulana, I have few minutes to go, and I want to ask you a simple question. Will you please answer me very quickly, because I have to go?" So first I thought, it is not the way to ask a question. You should have time, and then you can sit discuss. And if you are in such a hurry, you can talk tomorrow. Then I said, "Okay, let me listen what he wants to say." So I said, "Okay, what's your question?" He said, "Quickly answer me, I want to go. What is Ma'rifat Imam?" And I was surprised. Can I answer this question, what is Ma'rifat Imam, and he is in such position? So first I thought, okay, just I will tell him, please go away, or to go wherever you want to go, and then come tomorrow with peace and with more time, then we'll discuss it. Then I said, he may not come back tomorrow. So why not better give him some answer? And plainly and fairly speaking, I had no answer in my mind just to tell him so quickly. So I asked Allah, can you teach me a sentence? So I can tell him. Otherwise I don't have anything. Then all of a sudden a sentence came to my mind, and I answered him with this, and he was very satisfied, and then he went, and I thought about that sentence, I thought that I am also very much satisfied with this sentence, though it was not mine actually. So what was that sentence? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
Of course his question was in the pretext of a tradition. مَنْ بَعْتَ وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ مَعْتَ مَيْزَةً جَعْرِيَةً. So he had this tradition in his mind. But if I want to come out from this punishment of مَيْتَةً جَعْرِيَةً, مَيْتَةً جَعْرِيَةً, death of ignorance, then I should have مَعْرِفَةِ إِمَامَ. So that's why he was asking me, what is مَعْرِفَةِ إِمَامَ? Just to get rid of that punishment, that is further punishment actually. مَيْتَةً جَعْرِيَةً, death of ignorance. So the answer which came to my mind, I told him, please make your likes and dislikes according to the like and dislike of your Imam. This is my life. It was a perfect sentence up to now, I think so. It's a perfect sentence. Change your likes and dislikes according to the preference and likes and dislikes of your Imam. This is Marzatema. And this is the point where we should start our life. And this is the point where we should start the change. So, if I change my dress, this is not enough. If I change my language, this is not enough. And often this is not needed in it. What do you have to change? Change your perspective. Change the way you are looking at the universe. Change the beliefs, your fundamental beliefs regarding this universe, yourself and Allah. And the first point which I think all of us should think of it, and of course we are Muslims, of course we are in the fold of Al-Bayt alayhi salam, but we have to think of these things, that how much we are going to live. What is the extent of your life? Is it this world only or somewhere else also? So if you are living this world, you have to get guidance from your Imam and you have to get help from your Imam for this world. But if this world is inferior and if this world is temporary and you have another world which is final, which is everlasting, which is very important, which is superior, then you have to have guidance and help from your Imam, not only for this world, but for that world. I do think, looking at the behavior, looking at the dealing of people with Imam, most of them, though they believe in life after death, though they believe in life hereafter, but the dealing tells that they are looking for the guidance in this world only. Help in this world only. What? Just listen, though it's not good to listen to prayer of anyone, but just listen to people, what they are asking from their Imam. Give me job, give me residence, give me awlad, give me wealth, give me power, give me fame, and all of these things belongs to this world. And they believe that they have another life which is superior, which is not temporary. But whatever they are asking from their Imam is for this world only. Now, this behavior should be changed. This perspective should be changed. You have another life, which is very important. This life, maybe 40, 50 or 70, 80 years, not more than this, normally. But that life is much more lasting than this one. This is entry and that one is superior. You believe in it. So where the true guidance we should receive from? This one or that one? And where you should prepare yourself for? This is the point, and if you change this perspective, then you have true meaning of Imama. Then you have true sense of guidance from your Imam. And then you will feel that, where should I change myself? So, if I want to help my Imam in this period of change, and I am asked to do this, this is best of the acts in the time of Waiba, then, dear brothers, ancestors, this is the point where we should start with. Look at your perspective. Look at the way you are dealing with this universe. Look at the way you are dealing with your own self. And then you will come to the conclusion, what should be your relationship with your Allah? What should be your relationship with your religion actually and with other mankind? Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Yesterday I told you that there are two ways of dealing with the issue. A simple way. So there are two ways of dealing with the issue. A simple way or a bitter tougher way. And of course everybody and everyone wants a shortcut. A shortcut with less resources, with less trouble. But can we have any shortcut in this issue? Issue of Imam, issue of Ghaiba, and the issue of reappearance of our Imam. I can easily tell you there is no shortcut here. There is only one way which is relative. Only one way which is hard. Which is hard. And this is the way which we are waiting for 1100 years. This is a question for us. Now, I don't know. I see in this way, whenever I am asked to recite a Mila at the Veer, I always have in my mind, should this be called a Mila? Or should this be called a reminder of responsibility? The Veer was an announcement. That Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib he is the Mawla. Man kuntu Mawla, hadha Ali ibn Mawla. He is Mawla. He is the leader. He is the guide. And then a few people went against him, and this family started sacrificing their life for this message. Now, after 1400 years, has this message fulfilled? Acted upon? They have not completed? Or yet it is not completed? If it is not completed, should we go for judgment? Or should we go for a reminder of our responsibility? There was an announcement there that this thing is going to happen, should happen, and if you do this, you will get reward. You will be blessed. And it never happened. Now after 1400 years, we are still waiting for the day of victory. We're still waiting for the day to come when all of the universe will be under the flag of Ahlulayt alayhi wasallam. It is not yet completed. So I think we have an agenda. It is not completed. And the more you see and it's a tough side, we sacrifice for this agenda with the blood of Masumin alayhi wasalam. And first sacrifice of Hadir was to save us from Allah. No, no,
no,
so this is an agenda which is not fulfilled, and we are here still after 1400 years looking for it to happen. And where you should start from, I told you, should start from your perspective. It's a full-time duty. You can't ignore this. You can't take it on the side of anything else. This is your agenda. And if you want to change yourself, change of dress, change of language, change of zikr, it will not be enough. Just change your perspective of the universe. And with this perspective of the universe, you have to change your objectives. What you are living for? This is a very simple question. Everyone should ask him, what am I living for? And just that afternoon, a Friday prayer, during the session of Kutba, I just mentioned that I'm praying for the last 30 years, Qurbatan ila Allah. Have you ever asked yourself, have you got Qurba or not? You're praying for the last so many years, Qurbatan ila Allah, Qurbatan ila Allah. Have you got Qurba? Are you closer to Allah? What is the meaning of closer to Allah? Being closer to Allah. So, you are here, Qurbatan ila Allah. After this, you go back to your home. Are you closer to Allah? You will say, yes, I am closer to Allah. What are the parameters? How do you say that? Are you really closer to Allah? How do you say that? If your body is functioning well, you have a jinnah. And this judgment comes from some of the symptoms. Your temperature is good, your body function is normal, your blood pressure, your sugar level, and this and that. And now you say, I'm closer to Allah. What are the parameters? What if I'm thinking that I'm closer to Allah? I'm not closer to Allah. How do you prove it? After 1400 years, we are still on the same point. And why this is happening? Because we have not changed our perspective. We are doing something. And after doing all these things, still we are waiting for our Imam to come. But this is not happening. Because all of us are here, or I should describe very few people, most of us are doing the work of, you see, at the margin. But I yesterday told you, there is a fire burning, and we are just all, putting all your strength on the margins, and no one is going to the center of the fire to say that this is the reason. What is the reason? That we are not reciting Guru, we are not reciting Dua Saranti, these are not the reasons. Even they are not in the symptoms given. What are the reasons? Our perspective, our objectives. What's wrong with our objectives? We are looking for this one. We are not looking for the objectives which for which we are created. And in the next few days, I will try to explain this problem, this simple problem. What we are created for. So, idea which I want to deliver today, and most of the time has gone, that review your perspective of universe, review your objectives of life, what you are living for, and if you are a person at my age or more than my age, then I have another question to ask myself. What if I have done nothing up to now? How much time I have? I'm not here. So be ready for something, and really start from, I told you many times, look at your objectives. What are your objectives? Your objectives should not be contained into this world. If this is the problem, that I'm sure as a student of last 30 years, I can tell you, if your objectives are confined in this world, that this is not going to help us with our Dharma. We'll remain in this world, and our Dharma will focus on that world. And that will be very different between him and us now, Zulu Dharma. First thing which we have to do, following the same simple sentence, compare your likes and dislikes with that of imams. If they are same, then we are on the right path. We are on the same path, you and me. And if they are not same, then there is a difference, and studying this difference with a narrow line, it will go to the very broader line, and now the difference of starting out. So please ponder over yourself, think over yourself, your objectives, and you see what are your likes and dislikes, and what are your imams' likes and dislikes. Just to start with, you can compare one of your objectives. Take one of your objectives. For example, Nauzubillah, if my objective was to attract people, I will say, okay, if Nauzubillah, that was my objective, is this objective acceptable to my imam? No. I should have done that. I should leave that. Otherwise, this will be a difference between me and my imam. If your objective is wealth, getting more and more wealth, more and more wealth, now, you will take this objective in your hand and see, is this objective acceptable to my imam? Even I am not saying same to my imam's objective. This will be tough. I am just saying acceptable to my imam. So, getting more fame is not acceptable to my imam. Getting more wealth is not acceptable to my imam. So these are not the objectives which can help us. What are our objectives of life? If you go this way, it will change your life. And inshallah tomorrow, I will try to explain it more and precisely what should be our objectives, and a simple sentence which I said at afternoon during khutbah, that bring more and more Asma'ul Husna in yourself. This should be your objective. Bring more and more Asma'ul Husna. You may say, Asma'ul Husna are the names of Allah. How can we bring them in ourselves? At your own extent. If he is Sadiq, you should be truthful. If he is Adil, you should do justice. If he is Ghafoor, you should forgive people. This is the way to be. This will give you closeness to Allah. This objective is exclusively and 100% acceptable to Imam. Not only acceptable, but same as that of Imam. We are now going to teach you this objective. So inshallah, tomorrow we will follow it and we will think of yourself. And I will invite you to spare a few minutes of your life and think on the objectives of life. My brothers and sisters, these days will go on, we will not remain here. This is first of Muharram, it will be 10th of Muharram in a few days. This time will end on. Okay? But moving ahead without a direction may not help you. Moving a small step, taking very small step, but in the right direction will help you. Take the right direction first and then go for smaller steps. So take a few minutes of your time, spare a few minutes of time. Think of your objectives. What are you living for? Of course, not for the world, actually for your actions. In the depth of your soul, ask your question, what am I living for? And then see, is this acceptable to Imam? If this is acceptable to your Imam, and you have spent 25 years working on this objective, I will say congratulations to you, you have done very well. But if it was not acceptable to Imam, then this is the right time to change and go for the objectives which are acceptable. InshaAllah, you follow this system tomorrow, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. चेंज करते हुए थोड़ा सा यहाँ जगह मौजूद है, आपको यहाँ आगे तशरीफ जाएंगे तो पीछे जो गया होंगे उनको ज्यादा मदद मिल जाएगी। जरूर भेजा मोहम्मद वाले मेहनत करता हूँ। एक बार फिर जरूर भेजेगा मोहम्मद वाले मेहनत करता
हूँ। آئے تو حضور قائل آل محمد بلند تر صلوات
اللہ صلی علی محمد
نام پر یہاں موجود ہیں، ان کے ذکر کے لیے اور اس عظیم شان خاندان کی خدمت کے لیے. ہمیشہ میرے ذہن میں آتا ہے کہ ہم لوگ جب مدارس میں شرکت کرتے ہیں تو ہم یہ سمجھتے ہوتے ہیں کہ یہ وہ خدمت ہے جو ہماری طرف سے اہل بیت اطہار علیہ السلام کے لیے انجام پا رہے ہیں. وہ ہم یہ سمجھ رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ ہم اہل بیت کے ماننے والے ہیں اور ان کے ماننے والے ہونے کے ناطے یہ وہ کام ہے جو ہمیں انجام دینا تھا اور ہم انجام دے رہے ہیں. میں اپنے طرف سمجھتا ہوں کہ شاید اس کو ایک اور طرح سے بھی دیکھا جا سکتا ہے. یہ وہ کام نہیں ہے جو ہم نے انجام دینا تھا اور ہم انجام دے رہے ہیں, یہ وہ ان کا انعام ہے جو وہ ہمیں دیے چلے جا رہے ہیں. انہیں انعام دے رہے ہیں, ہم کوئی کام نہیں کر رہے ہیں. اگر انعام نہ دیتے تو یہ پرچم ہمارے ہاتھ میں نہ دیتے, کسی اور کو دے دیتے. پرچم خدا کو ہمارے ہاتھوں کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, ہمیں اس پرچم کی ضرورت ہے. اللہ ابو الفضل عباس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام 10,000 لوگ اٹھا سکتے تھے, خدا مختار نے ہمیں یہ نعمت دے دی. ہمیں اس انعام کا خیال کرنا ہوگا اور ہمیں در حقیقت اس بات کو جسٹیفائی کرنا ہوگا کہ خدا نے تمہیں ہمیں انعام دیا ہے, اب ہمیں ثابت کرنا ہے کہ ہم اس انعام کے مستحق تھے. ہمیں ثابت کرنا, بس یہ بات یہاں بھی شرکت کر رہے ہیں. میں 10 ہفتہ وہاں پہ نرس کروں گا, یہ ہماری خدمت نہیں ہے, یہ تو ہمیں بلا رہے ہیں, وہ ہمیں دے رہے ہیں. اور یہاں پہ ان کی رحمت اور نعمت تھی تو انہوں نے ہمیں اس فرش اعظم کے اوپر آنے کی اجازت دے دی اور ہمارے نسلوں کو اجازت دی ہوئی ہے. مجھے صرف ایک سوال اپنا سے ہمیشہ کرنا ہوتا ہے, میں کوئی ایسی غلطی نہ کروں کہ نعوذ باللہ میری نسلیں اس نعمت سے محروم ہو جائیں. مجھے اپنا سے یہ سوال کرنا ہے اور میں ہمیشہ ایک بات سوچتا ہوں, ہم نے جس نے عذاب کو زندہ کیا ہے, عذاب جس نے ہمیں زندہ رکھا ہوا, عذاب ہمیں زندہ رکھا. ہمیں ایک جملہ بہت سننے کو ملتا ہے, ایک معنی میں صحیح بھی ہے, شیعہ وہ قوم ہے جو عذاب منا رہی ہے. ہمیں ہمیں سننے صحیح بھی کہتے ہیں, کہتے کہ یہ لوگ بہت صحیح بھی ہے, شیعہ وہ قوم جو عذاب منا رہی ہے. لیکن میں سوچتا ہوں عذاب وہ ہے جس نے ہمیں قوم بنایا ہوا, اذان نے ہمیں قوم بنایا ہے. آپ اور ہمارا کیا تعلق, اگر اذان نہ ہوتی نہ اس بتا یہ اذان جس نے ہمیں قوم بنا دیا ہے. آج محرم کی تاریخ ہے, پوری دنیا میں دیکھیں کس طرح یہ دنیا ایک قوم بنی ہوئی ہے. ایک قوم جو سعید و شہدا کا نام لینے والی قوم, ان کی زبانیں مختلف ہیں, ان کے طریقے بھی مختلف ہیں, ان کے لباس بھی مختلف ہیں, اور سب کے باوجود ان کے اندر ایک کامن فیکٹر ہے اور وہ ہے یا حسین ندائے حسین. ان سب کے دلوں میں سعید و شہدا کی محبت ہے, اس محبت میں سب کو ایک قوم بنایا ہوا ہے اور ہم اس قوم کا حصہ بن گئے الحمد للہ. خدا کی دل کی اس نعمت کا شکر ادا کرنے کے لیے درود بھیج محمد علی محمد. کرم ہے ان کی اس خاندان کی عنایت کے سطح میں الحمد للہ رب العالمین. ہمارے رات کے نسلوں نے گزشتہ صدیوں کے اندر جو قربانیاں دی اس کے سطح میں الحمد للہ پیغام ہم تک پہنچا ہے. اور جیسے میں نے کل آپ کی خدمت عرض کیا, یوں لگتا ہے کہ ہم اس پیغام کے ساتھ ابھی اگلے مرحلے کے اندر داخل ہونے کی سمجھا رہے ہیں. ہم لوگ یوں احساس ہوتا ہے جیسے ایک ٹرانزیشن پیریڈ کے اندر آتے ہیں, ہم پیغام کے ایک حصے کو کر پائے, دوسرا حصہ انجام پایا. اور یہ لگتا ہے جس کا میں تھوڑا بہت اس انالیسس کی ڈیٹیلز آپ کی خدمت میں عرض کروں گا, یوں لگتا ہے کہ جیسے ہم اب اس پیغام کے نتائج کے قریب پہنچنے کی طرف جا رہے ہیں. اس پیغام کا کوئی نتیجہ ہونا چاہیے. جیسے میں ابھی آپ کی خدمت میں عرض کیا وہ یہ کہ ہمارے پاس ایک ایجنڈا ہے, ہمارے پاس ایک حکم ہے جو اللہ کی نبی کی طرف سے ملا ہوا. اور کل میں نے پھر کر عرض کیا کہ ہمارے پاس کچھ خوشخبریاں ہیں جو اللہ کی کتاب اور اللہ کے نبی نے ہمیں دی.
وہ کام ہے جو ابھی پورا نہیں ہوا ہے اور اس میں قطعاً پورا ہونا ہے. ہمارے پاس روایت موجود ہے کہ اس کے بغیر قیامت نہیں آئے گی, یہ کام یقیناً ہونا ہے. بس اذان مجرم میں اور آپ ایک ایسے کام کے سامنے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں جس میں ابھی پورا نہیں ہونا ہے, وہ ابھی نہیں ہوا ہے, اس نے یقیناً پورا ہونا ہے. اور ہمارے پاس ایک اختیار ہے, اگر ہم تیار ہو گئے تو ہم اس کام کا حصہ ہیں. خدا کرے نعوذ باللہ تعالی اگر صدیوں کی محنت کے بعد عین وقت پر پیچھے رہ گئے تو وہ کام انجام پا جائے گا. نعوذ باللہ تعالی ہم کہیں پیچھے نہ رہ جائیں. اچھا آپ ظاہر ہم لوگ وقت کے امام کی تشریف آوری کے بارے میں بات کر رہے ہیں, ہم نے صدیوں ہماری نسلوں نے صدیوں اس کا انتظار کیا ہے, اس محبت کو اس لطف اور عنایت کو ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ منتقل کیا ہے کئی صدیوں سے کہ بھائی یہ انتظار ہونا ہے اور اس کے پیچھے ہماری زندگی لگنی ہے اور یہ اور بہت کا ایک عمل ہے جو انجام پا رہا ہے. آپ کو شاید کسی نے بٹھا کر نہیں سکھایا ہوگا آپ کے والد نے یا والدہ نے کہ بیٹا تم نے اذان کرنی ہے, نہیں آپ نے کچھ سیکھ لیا ہوگا ان سے, ان کی زندگی کو دیکھ کر کہ مجھے یہ کام کرنا ہے. اب یہ کام ہوتا ہے ہوگا یہاں تک پہنچا ہے میرے خیال میں. اب اگر یہ وہ وقت ہو انشاءاللہ جب امام نے تشریف لانا ہے تو اب ان تمام محنتوں کا ایک صلہ ملنا ہے اور اس صلے کے موقع پر ایک کریٹیکل ڈیسیشن ہونا ہے, وہ یہ کہ ہم ادھر ہیں نعوذ باللہ اس کیمپ میں ہیں یا اس کیمپ میں نہیں ہیں. نعوذ باللہ اگر ہوئے وہاں پر تو صدیوں کی محنت کا نتیجہ